Are you an entrepreneur that's short on time, money, or just looking for that success blueprint? The Proven Entrepreneur is the podcast for you. Host Don Williams and his guests are sharing and inspiring entrepreneurs around the world with real success stories. Here's your host, Don Williams.
Hey, Don Williams here, your host for The Proven Entrepreneur. I am so excited for the guest I'll share with you today, close friend, longtime Southern California restaurateur, founder of San Diego's beloved restaurant chain, Pat and Oscar's, AMI Pinnacle coach, I think for 4 years now, long-term YPO member, wife of a U.S. Navy SEAL, thank you, and him for his service. And maybe most impressive, new design, build, and open during a pandemic of Oscar's Brewing Company, new restaurant in Temecula, California. Please welcome my very good friend, Tammy Moore. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Don. So happy to be here with you.
I am thrilled that you joined us today. And thank you so very much. I know that we're going to be thrilled to learn your success stories from your entrepreneur journey. And we know that success stories are not always about the success. Sometimes they're about the things that didn't go so well. And so, you know, we leave that to you. So we always like to start with one good thing, something you're grateful for that we don't know. And I'll go first to set the tone. So I'm in Texas today in the great freeze apocalypse, where somehow in what I think is the greatest state in the country, we have no power, water, heat, internet. We have good attitudes, but we don't have much else right now. And so we actually have power in our properties, continuous power for the last 24 hours. And so I am grateful. That is my one good thing. It's amazing when you miss the little things, how big the little things can be. So, Tammy, would you share one good thing with us, something you're grateful for?
Sure, Don. I'm grateful for the people in my life, whether it's family. I'm a mother and a grandmother of five now. And I have just the most amazing friends. I have the best clients. I have the best team members. So it's really the people in my life that I'm so grateful for.
Amazing how that connection is so important, family, personal, and business. Yes. So let's get right to it. Let's talk about, you know, we generally talk about three moments in your entrepreneurial journey. And so I want to ask you about the moment of conception. So think back to early Tammy, young Tammy. Younger, you're young, but you know, childhood Tammy to early 20s Tammy. And can you share a moment with us from your life that looking back, you might say, maybe that's when I kind of started thinking about being an entrepreneur?
And as you can see, I have the ray of sunshine coming in.
You're well lit.
And that's where I think my first moment. I learned that making money gives me freedom. And that came at about age 14. I don't know if you know, Don, but I'm 100% Armenian, and being Middle Eastern, they're kind of strict rules with the females mostly. And so growing up with these strict parents, which I adore and love, but I learned freedom of choice. Independence came with dollars I earned. So I was a babysitter. I got my first full-time job at 15. I was a hostess at a restaurant. So that was my first thing, saying independence came from the freedom of working. So that's my first moment.
Awesome. And let me ask you, since you talk about your heritage, which generation are you? How far removed are you from having family living in Armenia?
So I am second generation. My both sides of my grandparents were born in Armenia. So they were the first to come over.
Awesome. And so I did know that about you. And as you look back at that first job in the restaurant at 14 or 15, do you think that planted the seed for what eventually became Patton Oscars?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, Don, because I went on from there to do many things, mostly in sales. I was in auto sales, insurance sales. So I had the gift to gab, as you do too, Don. So I really thought most of my career would be in sales. And what I learned is it's just connecting with people. It's relationships. That's all sales is. I know you talk about romancing your customer, and it's really creating that relationship no matter what you do, restaurant business, dental supply business.
I totally agree. You know, everybody probably knows, you know, I was top salesman in the country at 19, top sales manager at 20. And all my life, people have said, oh, you are a great salesperson. And I'm like, I don't know. People just like to buy from me. And so I let them, you know, and, but it's all about people. And when you see things from the other person's perspective and you're looking out for them, sales becomes really easy. People will just buy from you and it's kind of hard to stop them. Let's go to moment two. So talk a little bit about the moment of the birth of your entrepreneurial journey. So your first launch and what your thoughts were and how you were approaching that, and maybe some curveballs that you had to hit or maybe didn't hit, you know, in that moment.
So as I mentioned, I was in sales. We were in the dental supply business in the early 90s. Things started changing. Internet came out. Our clients could buy the same product cheaper on the internet. So that industry started taking a dramatic change. So from there, we thought, oh my goodness, we can sell cotton rolls and x-rays. We could sell Greek salad and breadsticks. So we literally jumped ship, opened our first 1,200 square foot restaurant, and just went to work on, you know, touching each guest that came in that door with amazing Greek salad. Our signature item was that warm, buttery breadstick. So that was our calling card, no matter where we went. So it was really just out of necessity. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs will find when they make that leap, it really is out of necessity.
Well, I think that's true. And in fact, I wonder if entrepreneurs don't need some resistance to push against them to actually perform at the highest level. When things are easy, sometimes we take it of maybe a little too easy.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so was that first 1,200 square foot restaurant, was that the original Patton Oscars?
It actually, we launched as Oscars.
As Oscars.
So, yes. And then we knew that we couldn't own the domain to take it across the country. So eventually when Sizzler purchased 82% of us, we then named it Patton Oscars. But it originally started it as Oscars.
As Oscars. And started in 1,200 square feet. That's a pretty modest restaurant. And grew to how many locations?
The total was 23. I stayed on through 18 of those 23.
Awesome. And then eventually exited with a sale to Sizzler.
I did.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's kind of the culmination of the entrepreneurial journey is to launch, grow, and exit.
And that's where I think a lot of people don't think that far ahead and plan that exit.
Oh, I think so that's...
If you were to ask me the one thing that separated us from everybody else, how we got that valuation was always the plan for it. Build 25 restaurants by a certain time and sell it all. So that was really easy decision-making all the way. Does it get us to the 25 restaurants in the time period that we want and the valuation? So every decision was based on that.
So you started with the end in mind.
You know, I wish I could say we did, but it really took to about restaurant 4 when we realized we really had something. And so like you asked at the beginning, the birth of this was, okay, can't sell cotton rolls and x-rays anymore. We're going to jump to Greek salad or breadsticks. What happened then was, okay, we have something. Run out in front of Home Depot every Saturday, pass out breadsticks, line out the door. Go in front of Home Depot, like repeat, rinse and repeat, right?
Yes.
So that's where, again, lines to the door. The other big milestone was, okay, now I have to do some marketing, but I have absolutely no dollars for it. Let's go meet the radio personalities that are number one in San Diego. They're always doing events. If they speak about you, oh my gosh, right? Ran a side stage, had my little coupons ready. When they came off stage, you know, it was that bold. You have to have a purpose, right? And you have to have a mission. So stood there. When they came off stage, I said, I just want to introduce myself. I'm Tammy from Oscar's Restaurant. And sure enough, one of their key guys said, Oscar's, oh my God, that's the best place. You've got to go there. I mean, he did the introduction for me. They came to the restaurant, and now not only am I lined up to the door, I'm lined up around the block, Don, around the block for weeks. So that free PR right there, and again, not waiting for the customers or the clients to come to us, we went and, you know, purposely went to Home Depot. My father would go around with baskets of breadsticks to all the businesses and the offices and hand out breadsticks. So, you know, we didn't just put our shingle out like some people do and wait. No, we went and actively sought those new customers.
Love that. Got out there, shook hands, kissed babies, gave away breadsticks. Obviously, they were very good breadsticks.
They are the calling card.
Yeah. And so, great point there. No dollars for marketing didn't stop us. We went and marketed anyway. And then, as often happens when you deliver a phenomenal experience, whether that's a product, service, it really doesn't matter. You deliver that phenomenal experience. Other people become fans. And so you went to talk to the radio personality and somebody else said, oh, Oscar's awesome. Awesome breadsticks. Okay. And always better when someone else, you know, I think our customers always think they expect us to say good things about ourselves.
Right.
But when someone else says good things about us, that carries so much more weight, you know, than when we do.
Endorsement, nothing like it.
So let's talk about a third moment. Did you have, or are you having now, a warp speed moment? So your entrepreneurial journey is progressing, but all of a sudden things are moving so much faster, so much more successful. And typically it's one small thing, one small action, one small thought that really accelerates your progress. Did you have one of those?
You know, as I think back to it, Don, I talk about that rinse and repeat. And it all comes down to your, you know, your operations, your systems, your procedures, your training, especially in the restaurant business, you have to have consistency. A customer can't go to one location and get one thing and the other one be disappointed that it's not. So we found early on, and it took us to about four restaurants where we said, okay, we have the exact same experience in all four locations. We have the best training because we're bringing on these amazing people and we're getting 5 stars across the board on reviews on how great the service is. That's when we said, now we can turn on the gas. So we went from opening one every 2 years to one a year to now we're like, now we can open 5 a year. I mean, that's where the only thing standing in your way at that point is people and money. So if our recruiting was down, and the best ideas obviously come from people before you. McDonald's, they had the system because they created Hamburger U. So guess what we created? Breadstick University. And we were able to come in and train GMs all the way down to, you know, not quite to the dishwasher level, but definitely trainers, key people in those restaurants. So we were able to now say, boy, we can open 5 or 6 of these a year.
Wow. I love that. Breadstick University, that might make an interesting book title, Tammy. I'm just saying, so many entrepreneurs spend so much time and effort, you know, making decisions day by day, issue by issue. And it's just a lot easier when you have a system and you just execute. Everybody gets on the same page and everybody does things the same way. And Red Stick University, I'm telling you, I think there's a book title in there. And
there is, because it's all about the people, right? Without the people to grow, you're just going to go at the pace of where you can attract the right people. The other thing I can say was a big game changer for us, Don, was that career roadmap. On that orientation first 4 days, you are leaving an impression on that team member. Are they a lifer? Are they falling in love with you? Do they feel like they're part of the family? Those first days, they're either connected or not. And so then we would hand them this career roadmap and say, now choose where you want to go. If you're coming in as a dishwasher, you can be a general manager. This is the path you have to take. This is the milestones you, not us, you have to want to go achieve. And it was really laid out for them. And I love watching. I have still a gentleman with me 23 years later, even in my new concept. He started as a dishwasher, became a general manager, and now he's still with me in my new concept. In a whole new role.
Yeah, the American dream. Yeah, it's all up to you. And if you want a helping hand, look at the end of your sleeve. That's probably where it is. So awesome. So let me ask you this, Tammy. The Proven Entrepreneur Tribe or Clan, is there something we can do for you? Some way we can support you?
Well, Don, I always believe if you're not learning and growing, like retirement, I don't even know that word, right? Because what does retirement mean? Stop connecting with people, stop learning. So one of the things I think, surrounding yourself with this new, younger generation, oh my goodness, they are, you know, they're teaching us old baby boomers a thing or two about technology, and they're connecting in a different way. So I still love learning from the very young. You know, I love watching these people, their first job coming into Oscar's Brewing Company now, and seeing their journey through their career, right? Wherever that's going to lead them. So I think how we can support one another is always exposing each other to new things. As you know, Don, it gets very lonely at the top, and having somewhere to share still, even in my 60s now, it's like I have my mastermind or my forum group where I can get real and raw. And that's so important for every entrepreneur to have that outlet.
I totally agree. And so I give a plug to YPO, which Tammy's been a valued member there for a long time. I think about 25 or 30,000 people around the globe in YPO.
And yeah, 35,000 around the world.
35,000, wow.
It's grown big.
Yeah.
And now, of course, you know, that's the Young President's Organization, but now I'm in WPO, which is Wannabe Young Presidents. We call ourselves the World Presidents now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the used to be Young Presidents. Right. And then I'll give another plug to EO, Entrepreneur Organization, which used to be YEO, the Young Entrepreneurs Organization. And those young titles worked really well when we were all young. And in age, not necessarily in attitude, still young in attitude, Tammy just designed, built, opened a successful restaurant in Temecula during the pandemic. And so big courage and action to get that going. And if you're in that area, stop in and have a beer and something to eat. So Tammy, thank you so much for joining us on the Proven Entrepreneur today. Love you, and anything we can do to help you, let us know.
My pleasure, Don. Always good to see you.
Good to see you. So that's it for today's episode of The Proven Entrepreneur, and we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
That's today's episode of The Proven Entrepreneur. Go to iTunes, subscribe to the show, and leave an iTunes review. Every week, one lucky listener that posts an iTunes review earns a chance to win a drawing for a $25,000 private VIP day with Don himself. Go to provenentrepreneurpodcast.com and pick up a free gift from Don. Please join Don on the next episode of The Proven Entrepreneur.